And joining me right now here on the phone line to go over our weekend fishing report. And yes, it is sponsored by DC Marine Construction. Check out DCMarineConstructionFL.com. He's my good friend Damon with SpaceFish.com. Damon, how you doing today?
What is up, brother? Living the dream, Mark. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, everything is going fine. It's a new year. I know you and me, we're going to kick some butt here in 2024. And we are going to get that fishing report to our great listeners here in Brevard County. So you know what? Let's do it. You're the best in the business. The floor is yours. Tell us about the fishing report, buddy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the kind words. So as you know, Mark, it's no secret. It's the ebb and flow of these cold fronts when we talk about weather and how it relates to fishing. For us, you know, January is just a tough month, particularly when you're trying to get offshore, because it's like every few days, it's like we have this next cold front come in. So it's been challenging. So this weekend is kind of the status quo for this weekend, right? It's going to be too windy on Saturday to get offshore. Sunday morning, actually, the wind is down, but the problem is they're projected like 50% chance of thunderstorms in the morning, and then the wind kind of picks up in the afternoon, and it's going to carry through till next week. And it looks like this is a lot of what we're going to be dealing with, at least for the next 2 weeks, but I would probably say for the month of January in general. So on that note, a lot of fishing will be done near shore, inshore, off the beaches, our lakes and stuff like that. Just getting offshore is really, really tough this month. But so there's not a lot to talk about in terms of offshore. Sea Leveler Charters, which is out of Port Canaveral, they did get out one day this week, and they caught a really nice blackfin tuna, which is very common for this time of year if you're out there targeting kingfish on our reefs, like 8A and Pelican Reefs, which a lot of people do because that's a great place to start. And blackfin tuna are fish that's caught very regularly this time of year, these winter months, as well as sailfish. So I'm excited for the next time that we can get out there to see if we start to see some of these billfish pop up too, which is, dude, there's so much. It's just a legendary fish to catch. When you catch a billfish, it's unbelievable. So offshore is tough right now, but hopefully we'll get something, we'll get a break on that soon. Near shore, so fishing along our beaches, it's been really, really productive with catches of big redfish, Spanish mackerel, bluefish, black drum sharks. Man, it's not hard to lock horns with one of those big bruisers right now, weather permitting, of course, that we can fish that area. At Sebastian Inlet, the black drum bite, I mean, just fired off this past week. It was awesome, particularly on the North Jetty. A classic Carolina rig with 1 or 2 ounces of weight, with a live or dead shrimp, it didn't really matter. That was the best setup for catching these fish. And the key is to keep that bait on the bottom. And most of those fish were in the 20 to 28 inch range, which are really, really nice fish and fun fish to catch. So they fight like crazy. So our surf, the fishing off the beach, man, the incoming tide and the high tide has definitely been the two best times to fish. Man, this week we've seen pompano, whiting, black drum, sheep's head, and some big, big bluefish, which is just phenomenal. So for the pompano, the whiting, and the black drum, and the sheep's head, sand fleas, which are live sand fleas, or even dead, blanched sand fleas, or fresh dead shrimp have really been the go-to baits for that. If you're targeting these big bluefish, they really love cut baits like cut mullet and cut ladyfish. They can't resist it. And if the water's calm enough, obviously jigs, like gotcha plugs and spoons, things that you can cast, are a great way to target those big bluefish too. So inshore in our lagoons, man, it is all about the big black drum and the redfish right now throughout all of our lagoon systems. In Mosquito Lagoon, the water clarity is good, and it should continue to get even better if these cold fronts continue to come in. It's a big fish in a shallow water game, which is awesome. It's so much fun to sight fish these fish. So anglers, they can find these schools of black drum on the edges of flats in like 1 to 3 feet of water. Look for them around the edges of sandbars or really any shallow spot with a deep water nearby, because these fish will come up. They to stay warmer, they'll stay down in the deeper water, but it points of the day, they'll come up on these flats to feed, and that's a great time to sight fish these big black drum, and they're catching some really, really nice ones right now. A half a blue crab or a large shrimp, it could be dead or alive, it doesn't matter because you're targeting them on the bottom. They all work well. And as far as tackle, a 4,000 or 5,000 series reel on like a 7'6" medium heavy rod with 15 to 20 pound braid of line, that's a great setup to target these fish. You can still cast it a mile. And it's got plenty of strength to fight these fish and land them quick for a quick photo and get them back in the water, because these fish are schooling right now, and you want to make sure you handle them with care. So handle with care. And last but not least, our freshwater fishery, particularly I like to talk about Headwaters Lake because that's kind of built to be our bass fishing mecca for our area. Captain Kenny Haas says the water levels on Headwaters are really high right now, but the fishing has been pretty good. He said he's had his clients have caught five fish over 8 pounds this past week and one over 10, which are just trophy bass. Those are unbelievable bass. He said the live shiner bite has just been nothing short of spectacular, but they're catching them on artificials too. The key is just to fish the artificials very slow because of the cooler water temps, but they're catching some quality fish, man. So, Mark, even though we're dealing with these cold fronts and stuff, there is a ton of stuff going on the space coast. So get out there and make it happen, Captain.
I like you tried renaming the area Space Fish. You're just going for world domination.
World domination, baby. We're taking over.
Is that we're renaming Brevard County Space Fish County. All right. Okay. Can I still live there?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll be like, King...
You're always welcome here, my friend.
King Damon, am I allowed to live here? Yeah, Mark, you could stay. I like you. You make me laugh.
That's what it'll be.
Now I'm laughing. Go to spacefish.com for the latest on the report. Yeah, he is Damon with Space Fish, and Fish Report is always sponsored by DC Marine Construction. What are your plans for the weekend, buddy?
Man, so it's a football weekend, dude. So obviously a lot of football. And, you know, I may try to, depending on the weather, I may try to do some surf fishing, particularly on Sunday. As long as it's not raining Sunday morning, I think I want to try to hit it Sunday morning. But that's kind of the game plan for me. Other than that, I haven't planned a whole lot, dude.
Okay. Are you ready to talk about your Dolphins or no?
First off, I have a bone to pick with you. So
what?
You gave me the kiss of death text at the beginning of the fourth quarter during the Buffalo Bills game. And that's the whole, congratulations, buddy. Good job.
No.
My brother-in-law did this. Dude, I was like, when I saw that text, I didn't even respond, did I? I was just like, oh, no. Oh, no, he didn't just text me that. And then we know what the outcome was.
So, okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Here,
I have to blame somebody.
Blame me. Here's what I wrote. This was Sunday night at 10:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. One cue to go, buddy. That's all I wrote. That's all I wrote is a kiss of death. All right, so I should not message you. I should not message you Saturday night then?
Please don't. Please don't.
Oh, man.
Oh my gosh. No, it did. Honestly, it's like the Tennessee game, man. It's classic. So, like, when we scored that touchdown in the fourth quarter to go up on Tennessee with 3 minutes left, by two touchdowns, or almost two touchdowns, my brother-in-law was like, good game, man, you got it. And then 90 seconds later, I'm like, we're losing! You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? So, dude, it's classic football, man. You just never know.
When the Bills did that punt return, were you swearing at the top of your lungs?
Oh, yeah. Actually, that is the moment, of course, where I'm just like, oh, boy. You know, you can always feel when momentum's shifting. Orchard Park Stadium, you know what I mean? Like, there were so many Bills fans there. Give them credit because they travel well, and my goodness. But, you know, as a Dolphins fan, I despise that. You know what I mean? Our stadium being filled with 50% of the opposing team's fans. But that's what Florida is. It's a transplant location, whatever. But, yeah, it was tough, man. When that happened, I was just like, momentum shifting, man. Here we go. And you can just feel it. You can just feel the air go out of the stadium, and unless you're a Bills fan, of course. And then it was tough. I'm still sad about it. You can't tell. Very sad.
What do you think of this Ice Bowl type game we're going to have Saturday then at Kansas City?
I think it's going to be brutal. In Kansas City, with some of the best fans in the NFL, they packed that stadium. And those temperatures, I mean, I don't think there's – I wouldn't imagine there's going to be a lot of passing at all. This is just going to be – I hope we can ground and pound it and beat them in a tough, close game. So that's what I'm hoping for.
What's the game plan watching wise? Like, is your family allowed to watch it with you, or do you have to watch it by yourself?
No. I've already even gone out and purchased the Peacock app. I mean, what is that? You know what I mean? So I guess I get it, but it's like, come on, man. You know, NFL has just gotten so too big for their britches. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
If they win, am I allowed to message you?
Yes, you can message me if they win. Of course, and you can message me when they're losing. I just had to throw that out there.
What are you just wearing the Dolphins hat? What are we gonna do?
No, I know, man. I'm full garb hat. I'm gonna wear my shirt. I'm gonna have my cowl. Have the footballs out. the whole nine, man. Some good food going.
You're ready.
It's on like Donkey Kong, buddy.
Look, this is what it's going to be, and I'll let you go. You're watching the game. Unless there's a family emergency where someone, God forbid, has to go to the hospital, you're watching the game. I don't. There's no, we're supposed to go to my, you know, my friend's house. She's having a shindig. I don't give a damn. Okay, like is that what this is for Saturday?
Oh, there's no. The Pulley's household shuts down for the Dolphins game, man. There's one thing going on in Pulley's household during the Dolphins game, and that's the Dolphins game. That's just how it is, you know. So
you're ready. You're ready.
It's game on.
You're ready. Motions will be high. Okay. Good luck to you, my friend. Should we go fishing also this weekend?
Yeah, man, go fishing this weekend. Just know, the beaches, your interior bodies, the water is where you're going to want to stick to. But offshore is going to be tough just this time of year. But, yeah, man, there's plenty of stuff to fish for. So go fishing.
Great stuff. Damon, thank you so much for your help, and have a great weekend.
You too, bud.